When the musical Hamilton opened off-Broadway in February, it got raves for blending history and hip-hop and telling the story of founding father Alexander Hamilton. It had a sold-out run with A-list celebrities and politicians in the audience. Tonight, it opens on Broadway, later than critics thought. Jeff London reports.
Most people in the business expected Hamilton to move immediately from the public theater to Broadway, win a bunch of Tony Awards, and be a big hit. Except writer and star Lin-Manuel Miranda and the rest of the creative staff felt the show still needed work, so they stayed put.
And thank God we did, because we left the public with 4 months of audience information as opposed to 3 weeks. That's just more data. That's just more viscerally, because I get to experience it on stage. So I viscerally know what works and when I'm losing them and when I have them back. And there's no substitute for that experience.
Miranda still takes off one performance a week to watch the show from the audience with his alternate on stage. Think of this version as Hamilton 2.0.
I'm just like my country. I'm young, scrappy, and hungry. And I'm not throwing away my shot. I am not throwing away my shot.
Despite all of the distractions of being at the center of the hottest musical in town, Miranda was still working on Hamilton with less than a week before the Broadway opening.
The world can swirl around outside us, but today I have a new line to put in. Yesterday I added 5 new lines. It's about keeping our head down and looking at the thing itself and not listening to the noise, but listening to the thing that got us here, which was us in a room figuring out what the best idea is and letting the best idea win. So, you know, the stuff going on outside the theater, wildest dreams, wildest expectations surpassed. And inside, you know, I'm keeping my head down and trying to make the show good.
I am Alexander Hamilton. Hamilton, just you wait. I am not throwing away my shot.
Lin-Manuel Miranda has been working on Hamilton for 6 years. It started with him sitting on a beach, reading Ron Chernow's 832-page biography of the country's first Treasury Secretary, and realizing the story sang to him.
I feel like a mosquito that hit an artery. That's how I felt when I read Ron Chernow's book. I just thought, Hamilton's life story contains multitudes, particularly in the way Ron unlocked it, in the way that Hamilton is sort of the proto-American immigrant story, the trauma of his early years, and how that kind of created a crack in the foundation.
For his part, biographer Chernow says he was initially skeptical that his book could be turned into a musical, much less one that uses rap as its main source of expression. But he agreed to meet with Miranda.
He came over to my house. He sat on my living room couch, he started snapping his fingers, and he sang the opening song. And I absolutely marveled at what he'd done, because I realized that he had condensed the first 40 pages of my book accurately into a 4.5-minute song.
Miranda performed that opening number at a poetry evening at the White House in 2009.
How does a bastard orphan son of a whore and a Scotsman dropped in the middle of a forgotten spot in the Caribbean by Providence, impoverished and squalor, grow up to be a hero and a scholar. The $10 founding father without a father got a lot farther by working a lot harder, by being a lot smarter, by being a self-starter.
Miranda's words had to be first and foremost, says choreographer Andy Blankenbuehler.
We used to say a lot, we have to get out of the way. We have to get out of the way of the lyric. So we didn't need fancy trickery with anything, really, because that would pull focus from when you needed to be really leaning forward and paying attention and listening.
Hamilton is attracting a lot of young theatergoers, in part because of the music, and in part because of the multiracial cast. Philippa Sue plays Hamilton's wife, Eliza.
We are a very accurate representation of who we are as a nation. And I feel like in telling this story, the way we're telling it with the people that have been chosen to be in the room together, we're very much an all-American cast.
That's the way Lin-Manuel Miranda saw it, growing up the son of a New York City political operative.
When I was a kid, I would see two Santas every year. I would go see the white Santa at Macy's. And then I'd go see the Dominican Santa at the ACDP Christmas party, and there was a brown Santa. And they were both Santa to me. Do you know what I mean? When the character is mythic, I think we have license to believe in it no matter what it looks like.
What it's done for me as far as who is telling this story is it has made me feel more American than I've ever felt before.
Leslie Odom Jr. plays Vice President Aaron Burr, who famously killed Alexander Hamilton in a duel.
This is our story. This is our history, too. We were born here. We pledge allegiance to the flag as well. And so for us to literally step inside these men and women's shoes and tell the story from the inside in that way, it gives us an ownership to the story.
I wanna be in the room where it happens, the room where it happens.
I wanna be in the room where it happens, the room where it happens.
One of the repeated lines in Hamilton is, "Who lives, who dies, who tells your story?" And Lin-Manuel Miranda wants to make sure that this story is told by as many different people as possible once the run on Broadway is done years from now.
When this is done as the school play, it opens up the show to the entire school. And that's something I'm really excited about. I fell in love with theater from doing the school play and finding who I was in it, and so I think I'm always writing a school play in my head.
Even as he's teaching audiences about people and events from over 200 years ago. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.